tree about half as big as one of them trees out, one mule can you about put, and that horse would run back at us and do everything else. Well, he was blind bridles, you know, blind bridles, couldn't see behind him.
Uh-huh.
And I hollered and told us driver, I said, wait a minute now. I said, I know what to do, you don't. I went out there and cut me a limb about 10 foot long, left all the sprouts, all the little old limbs on it, you know, about half as big as my wrist, about like a broom handle. And I walked up there, you know, right behind him. I says, tell him to get up. And he jerked the line and told him to get up, and the horse come back and I hit him from his ears, plumb on down to his tail, just as hard as I could hit him. I was a young man then. And man, he pulled that thing out of there by himself. You can whoop a horse or a mule with a wagon whip until he bleeds and you can't do nothing with him. You got scared.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that brush hit him, he didn't know what in the world had happened. And man, he went on down to pulling and didn't give him better trouble the rest of the day. But he's used to that, you know, balking every morning, you know, when he first hits you up.
Mm-hmm.
But,
when somebody would build something in the old days, he did the best he could, but it wasn't, you know, real good. What kind of carpenter would you call him? Kind of as a joke.
A jackleg.
Jackleg,
Jack-leg.
You ever call a preacher a jackleg preacher?
Yeah, jackleg preacher.
What would that mean?
Well, it mean he didn't. He just picked it up.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the way I'd figure.
Uh-huh.
When I bought this place, his family lived in that old log house there. And he had two or three boys, and it wasn't worth killing. Grown men. All up and down there was peach trees. I'd root bud all of them when I come over here. They'd have a pallet on them in the summer when it was hot, you know. One of them taking up preaching. Put a big sign on that big up and down his back and a string around his neck and put it up and down there and coat in the Bible, you know. I picked him up in town one day and so I brought him out of town up here close to Arp and he got out and he told me he had never sinned in his life. And that's what they're doing when they're laying around on their daddy and feeding them. And I says, you're lying like a dog. I says, you're sinning right now. You done told a lie. I said, the very thoughts of foolishness is sin. And he didn't have no more to say neither.
Yeah.
I guess that boy's dead, a grown man. He's kind of ignorant, you know, in a way.
What did he have on his sign?
I done forgot what he had on it. Now it had big letters on that big sign. That big square.
About 2 feet square.
Yeah, that's right. Had a string tied on each corner of it and put over his neck, you know, and it hung down on his back.
Yeah.
That's right. But people didn't pay no attention to him. He could read, but that's about all. He could read a little.
Mm-hmm.
But he just picked it up. He thought he'd get a little money out of it, you know. Take folks now, you take laboring class people now, like on the farm here, I couldn't hire one of them for nothing. They're drawing them stamps, you know, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our country's ruined with the fish that.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's no reason for anybody to work anymore.
No, they don't have to work.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to work. These merchants, getting rich over them stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You take that store up there every Friday evening,